Maxine Hong Kingston writes dream books. She hallucinates history. If you've ever talked to her ghosts, you can no longer look at China or America without seeing these fabulous monsters through the eye of her female avenger on the back of her dragon with a poem for a sword. The child Maxine, growing up first-generation Chinese-American in Stockton, California, sought to save herself from her mother and the culture that mother brought with her to the Gold Mountain, an ancestor culture that despised its female children, that bound their feet and threw them down wishing wells and killed their names. And then to save herself from the American ghosts, the policeman, social worker, and wino ghosts. And then to empower herself, the woman warrior, come back from her anger and sadness and wandering with the grievances of her people, quote, carved into my back with knives. A grown-up Kingston, in Chinamen, would tell the story of the fathers and sons who chopped sugarcane in Hawaii, jumped ship in Cuba, stowed away to New York and San Francisco, built railroads, opened laundries, and died in Vietnam. All the while, they dreamt of dragon boats with orchids for flags, harnessed to the whirlwind, climbing the roof of the world. Having told all these Chinese secrets, she went after a lost American history. These were memoirs. Tripmaster Monkey is her first novel, but it's an exorcism too, and flute music from the savage lands. The time is the early 1960s. The place is Berkeley, California. The hero is Whitman Ah Sing. He'd like to be the poet Walt who heard America singing. He'd like to be beat like Allen Ginsberg, quote, the first bad jazz Chinaman blues man of America. He'd like to be his own hero story, instead of a stand-up comic, a stand-up tragic. But there's hardly room in his grad student head for the Rilke he's always quoting. So much space is taken up, not only by his mother and aunts who used to be on the stage, and his father who lives in a trailer, and his grandmother lost in Reno, but especially, banging on his drum skull to get out, all of Chinese literature. About Whitman, understand that he's oppressed by literary antecedents. He derives from the 16th century Ming imperial novel. From Journey to the West, a Chinese pilgrim's progress, he's the monkey who brought back Buddha's teachings from India, the prankster who annoyed Lao Tzu, a celestial rebel who fell from grace after eating the peaches of immortality. From another of these novels, Dream of the Red Chamber, he's the sickly temperamental boy dominated by female relatives who marries the wrong cousin. From China's best-loved novel, The Water Margin, Kingston has imagined all of Whitman's friends, a motley of ages and races and classes. They reincarnate the 108 bandit heroes, enemies of a corrupt social order, who hid out in the marshlands, like Robin in Sherwood Forest, like Mao in the caves of Yenin. They will help Whitman stage a week-long miracle play, a vaudeville of Chinese war stories turned into a theater of peace. No more race hatred, no more Vietnam. By ridding himself of his literature, his past, Whitman claims America, his future. Assimilation is supposed to work both ways, or else it's selling out. I won't tell you what happens next in this brilliant music boat of a book with the red wings and woodfish drums, but of course you know it didn't really happen. It merely should have.